Good afternoon, everybody. The topic of this year is the goal of Slichot and Aseret Yimei Tshuva. Sometimes it's very important to focus not only on the process, but also on the goal. There's a Rashi in Sefer Bereishis, Parshas Bereishis, in the first Aliyah, in the first Perek. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Atzei Pri, he first said the Eitz Pri Osa Pri. And it's not just an Eitz Osa Pri, wood that bears fruit, but fruit trees that bear fruit. And Rashi explains that HaKadosh Baruch Hu really wanted, this is Chazal, wanted that the tree itself should taste like the fruit. So if you would go over to a plum tree and pull off a branch, taste the bark, it would taste like a plum. However, we know that's not what happened, and whatever that means, the land did not listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rav Kook in Orot HaTshuvah explains what's the deeper meaning here. The land didn't listen. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted the fruit trees to taste like the fruit itself. Rav Kook explains that now when we look at a tree, the goal of the tree is the process. The goal of the tree is the fruit. Is the fruit. You plant the tree to bear fruit. However, there's also the branches, the trunk, and that really implies the process. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted, he created the world, that people should not only focus on the goal, people should also focus on the process. And it says that the fruit trees did not taste like, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I want it to be Eitz Pri Osa Pri, not just to focus on the fruit, but even the tree itself. That we should realize the process of something is very important. However, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants for the world is that we reach the time of the Geula, we'll realize that not only is the goal important, but even the process. If someone's studying something, the point is not just to know the material, but even the experience of learning, let's say, for example, is important. During the Aseret Yimei Tshuva, and Slichos, and Rosh Hashanah Yom HaKippurim, we're very focused on the process. Mirtz Hashem, Motzei Shabbos, we're going to start Slichos, a whole week of early Slichos, and then we come to Tefillah Rosh Hashanah Yom HaKippurim, fasting, and it's very much focused on the process. But it's very important also to keep in mind the goal. What is the goal? And the point of the shir is to understand what is the goal of Slichot and Aseret Yimei Tshuva. We know that back a number of years ago, however you wanted to find the word a number, people had different attitudes toward Rosh Hashanah. You know, let's say, for example, we know the Shulchan Aruch actually mentions not to sleep Rosh Hashanah day, not to take a nap. There were people who, you know, would sit the whole day in dread Rosh Hashanah. And not that I'm suggesting that, but the question is why? What is Rosh Hashanah about? What is Aseret Yimei Tshuva about? What is Slichos about? That has to change our attitude and our behavior for these next 2.5 weeks. So we look at source number one, and this is Lavush. At the very beginning of Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, the Lavush says that after Slichos, we're going to say Kaddish Shalom with Tiskabel. And the only time a year, only time we say Kaddish Shalom with Tiskabel is after we do a Shmon Esrei, which would be Shacharis, Mincha, Mairiv. We say Kaddish Shalom, a full Kaddish in the middle, that our Kaddish Baruch should accept our tefillos. And we only do it after Shmon Esrei. It could be after Uval Tzion, but it's after Shmon Esrei. When it comes to Slichos, so then we say Kaddish Tiskabel even after Slichos. And the question is why? And he says, because Slichos very much follows the pattern of tefillah, regular tefillah of Shacharis. He says, why? He says, for example, he says, the psukim we say at the beginning of a Slichos, L'cha Hashem Atztaka, Shomei Tefillah, Decha Kol Basar Yavau, the beginning of Slichot, that represents psukim to Zimra. And maybe part of Birchas Kriyashma also. And the Slichos, that's tefillah Shidches. When we say the Slichos itself, the 13 midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the 13 attributes of God, Hashem Hashem, that represents the Shmon Esrei, and probably the Vidu, we confess our sins, represents the Tachanun that we say. We actually say Tachlin Slichos itself also. So therefore we say Kaddish Iskabel. But Slichos is really about Tefillah. So we want to understand what Slichos are. We have to understand what Tefillah really is. And we'll see later on in the Shir what Tefillah really is. Tefillah is not just davening. For example, right now, I can daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I can say Tehillim. I can ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for something. But it's not Tefillah as we know it. Shachris, Mincha, and Ma'ariv. So we have to try to understand what Tefillah is. If we understand what Tefillah is, then we'll understand maybe what Slichos is. Okay, that's question number one. Question number two, which is a question that's been asked many, many times. The Rambam is very clear in Hilchas Tshuva a number of times that when a person does tshuva, it's not enough just to go out and say, I want to, I feel bad, I'm sorry, I sinned. The Rambam adds in that the tshuva, the vidui, has to be before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Rambam, Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, says that all the mitzvahs of the Torah, when a person, whether the mitzvah say, a positive commandment, whether they are a negative commandment, so if a person violates one of the mitzvos, whether on purpose, whether by mistake, he didn't realize it was wrong, when he does tshuva and he wants to turn back from the sins, the Rambam says, Chayav Lisvados, not just he has to confess, but he has to confess before God. He has to confess before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the question is, why does the Rambam feel it's so important that he has to add the words, he has to confess before HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Anyways, it's obvious, because we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everywhere. So, but the Rambam specifies the fact that he has to confess, confessing sins before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Rambam, other times, mentions the same idea. The Rambam in Perek Aleph Halacha Dalet, so sorry, that's actually Perek Beis Halacha Dalet, I think. The Rambam says, Midarkei HaTshuva, it's Perek Beis, the way of Tshuva, Lios Hashav Tzoik Tamid, we have to scream a lot, to cry out. And by the way, that's Slichos, when we cry out. Alifnei Hashem, before Hashem, B'tchi, with crying, tears, B'tachanunim, maybe emotions, and you have to give tztaka, and you have to distance yourself from that situation which caused you to sin. And the Rambam again, he says, Lios Hashav Tzoik Tamid, before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, it could be that before HaKadosh Baruch Hu means the person has to realize it's between him and God, and he really can't ask for help necessarily to get the tshuva. However, the Rambam emphasizes all the time he has to cry out before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the question is, why does the Rambam, so obviously we're doing tshuva before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but why does the Rambam see fit to emphasize Lifnei Hashem so many times? Why is that such an important part of tshuva that he has to keep emphasizing? We have to keep in mind that's Lifnei Hashem. The person is doing tshuva, he's asking for forgiveness, it's obviously it's before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is the that's the second question. We're going to skip a little bit on the Makoros, and I want to go to the second page, the second side, and the second side in source number 8. And there, the Rambam is discussing the halacha of someone who's going to go ahead and is going to say vidui on a korban. And the Rambam points out that source number 8, which is mitzvah aseh, the Rambam, mitzvah aseh ayin gimel, hinei hisbar lach mikoma she zechranuhu shavidui mitzvah me'atzma. The vidui is mitzvah by itself. V'chov alachotei, and it's an obligation upon the chote, whether he brings a korban or does not bring a korban, that he has to be mispah, he has to confess. Okay? Al-Ezeh chet shechata, and then the Rambam says, bein hevi korban, whether he brings a korban, bein lo hevi korban, he has to confess. As it says, the suvadu is chatosam, they'll confess their sins that they sinned. However, I skipped a few words. The Rambam adds in the words, bein bo'aretz, a person might think the obligation to confess is only in Eretz Yisrael, and the Rambam says no. The obligation to confess is in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutz L'Aretz. And we have to understand why. Why does the Rambam feel that a person might think that you only have to confess your sins in the Holy Land, in Israel? That's a third question. Okay, so in terms of vidui, then once we're on the page, we'll go to source number 9, number 10. So the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Zayin, so he's talking about tshuva, why a person should do tshuva, and the Rambam says in Perek Zayin of Hilchos Tshuva, Hol v'reshus kol ha'adam, since a person has rishus. His rishus do what he wants. He has free choice. So the Rambam says, yishtadel ha'adam lasos tshuva. A person should be careful, should try to do tshuva. Why? L'sfados b'thiv, to say vidu of his mouth, mechatov from the sins, l'nayer kapav mechatov, and to go ahead and to sort of shake off his sins from his hands, k'dei sheyomah, so he should die, v'hu bal tshuva, and be bal tshuva. And the Rambam says, v'yiskel chayom haba, and he should be zochid chayom haba. The Rambam says a person should go ahead and do tshuva. Why? What's the goal? To merit olam haba, the next world. And this is something that we think about all the time. However, the Rambam in Perikud Halacha Aleph says something contradictory. The Rambam says in Perikud Halacha Aleph, al yomar adam, a person should not say, Hareini osem mitzvah satorah v'osev chachmasa k'dei she'akavol kol abrachos ha'ksuvus ba. A person should not say, I'm going to learn Torah in order to makabel, to receive all the blessings written in the Torah. That's not why a person should learn Torah. O k'dei she'eskel chalma ba, or in order that I should merit the next world. And then the Rambam goes on, he says, a person should not say, I'm going to separate myself from the Averos, that the Torah warns me about, so I should be saved from the curses in the Torah, or I should not be cut off from the next world. Ein ra'oi la'avod Hashem al aderech hazeh. It's not proper for a person to serve Hashem in this way. Sha'oved al derech zeh, a person that serves Hashem in this way, Oved Miira, serves God out of fear. The Einu Milas and the Vim Lamalas Hachamim. It's not the way prophets and it's not the way the wise people do. So the Rambam, however, points out that a person should not serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in order to acquire Olam Haba. So notice. So when it comes to doing tshuva, the Rambam says you should do tshuva in order to get Olam Haba. That's okay. But he says a person who does a mitzvah to get Olam Haba, that's something a person should not aspire towards. You should do a mitzvah lishma. So why is it when it comes to doing tshuva, the Rambam says it's okay to do tshuva to get Olam Haba. It's all right to think about Olam Haba. On the other hand, when it comes to doing a mitzvah, Rambam says a person should do a mitzvah lishma and not think about Olam Haba. Okay, that's another question. And then if we go back to source number 3, I want to digress from tshuva for a minute, take away from tshuva, and I want to discuss the first mitzvah in the Torah. The first mitzvah in the Torah, the first mitzvah in the Torah is not actually the first mitzvah I'm going to refer to, but the first mitzvah that's counted is the first mitzvah of Seres HaDibros of Anochi Hashem Elokecha. The Rambam, he has 613 mitzvos, and he counts as one of those mitzvos, the mitzvah of Anochi Hashem Elokecha, that I have to go ahead and I have to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that was a very big discussion amongst the Rishonim. It seems at that time people were very, very concerned about what the Tariq mitzvahs are. And you look, maybe today we'll discuss what's moral and what's ethical. In the days of the Rambam, they were discussing, well, what are the 613 mitzvot? So when it came to Anochi Hashem Elokecha, there were actually certain Rishonim, even Gaonim, that felt that Anochi Hashem Elokecha is not a mitzvah. It's a fact. Well, what does that mean? It means, because how can you go ahead and count Anochi Hashem Elokecha as a mitzvah? That's the basis of everything. In other words, you have a king. Once you have the king, then there are commandments. But first you have to have a king. So Anochi Hashem Elokecha is having the king. The Rambam, however, counts the mitzvah as the Rambam counts it as a mitzvah of the Rambam counts this mitzvah. Anochi Hashem Elokecha is the first mitzvah, and Rambam says in source number 3, Sefer HaMitzvot for Rambam, mitzvah say Aleph, HaMitzvah Rishona, the first mitzvah, he had Sivui Asher Tzivanu Lahamin Halok Lokos V'Hushanam Shesham Ilav Esiva. So the first mitzvah is to believe in God, and you have to believe that there is someone who controlled everything, caused everything, who Hupol Acholim Sos, and he caused everything to be created. And it says Anochi Hashem Elokecha. And then he brings mentions of Gemara, which is not relevant to our shir right now. But Anochi Hashem Elokecha is a mitzvah. Rav Kreskes, one of the Rishon Tan the Rambam, took a very big issue with this halacha. And one of the questions he had, okay, you can go ahead and you can say there's a mitzvah to keep Shabbos. There's a mitzvah not to speak Lashon Hara. There's a mitzvah to eat kosher, to bring karbanos. But how are you mitzav as somebody to believe? Believe is something in the motion. Now, a person can say he believes, but does that really mean he believes? Now, I remember many years ago when I was in university in the evening, and after learning during the daytime, my father's yeshiva, and I was taking a sociology class, and in sitting next to me in the class was a certain non-Jew. I don't remember his name. Obviously, it's probably 27, 28 years ago. He was very curious, and you know, he used to ask me questions all the time about the Torah. He wanted me to go over with him the Aleph Beis. You know, it's a fascinating fellow. And one day we had a discussion, and I forgot exactly what the goal of the discussion was in class, about what happened after nuclear war. We got it right. So we're walking out of class, he says to me, "So what do you think about that, about nuclear war?" So I said, "Well, you know, it's kind of scary, but if you believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right, you know that somehow or another HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to save the world at some point." And he looks at me and he says, I still remember his words, "Yeah," he says, "I believe in God too," right? And the question is, anyway, someone says, "I believe in God," do they really believe in God? And when someone says they don't believe in God, do they really not believe in God? But belief in God is not something very simple. So how can you make that a mitzvah? It's something that exists. Just like, for example, when it comes to v'hatlarecha kamocha, right? You have to love your friend like yourself. So there, it doesn't mean that you have to have the Ramban, it doesn't mean necessarily you have to have the motions of love. It means you have to act a certain way. You have to want something for them. You should be happy for them. But how can you go ahead and command an emotion? How can you go ahead and command an emotion on a person? So that's the question of Anokhi Hashem Elokecha, and we'll understand how it ties into the whole topic of tshuva. Now, the Rambam here says the mitzvah rishona asher tzivanu lahamin halokus, that you have to believe in God. The Rambam in the Yad HaChazaka, which is not on the page, I apologize, in Perek Aleph of Hilchos Yesod HaTorah, the very first few Rambams in Yad HaChazaka, he also discusses the mitzvah of belief. The Rambam says, what's the mitzvah of belief? The mitzvah of belief is not lahamin, to believe, but to know. He said, and if you look at source number 4, that's the Avodas HaMelech, that's from Nachum Krakowski, my father's uncle, and he says in the first 4 words, he quotes the words of the Rambam, Leida Sheyesham Matsui. You have to know. So the question is it a mitzvah to believe, or is it a mitzvah to know? Now, if you look at the Avodas HaMelech, he quotes in the Avodas HaMelech, in source number 4, so he quotes, He quotes from Chaim Heller. Okay, Chaim Heller, by the way, lived at the time of the. He lived, I think, even after the Second World War in New York. At that time, I know my uncle, Yashabir Soloveitchik, was very close to him. When Rav Moshe Soloveitchik was nifter, Rav Chaim Heller was considered my uncle's Rebbe. In my mind, when I saw pictures of my parents' wedding and I saw all the gadolim that were there, and Reb Chaim Heller was Masader Kedushin, so you knew that Reb Chaim Heller was considered the Gadol Hador. And he wrote a Sefer on Mitzvos. He wrote a Perish on Rambam Sefer on Mitzvos, and he said he knew Arabic. And the Rambam said, and Reb Chaim Heller said, that the way the Sefer on Mitzvos was written in Arabic was translated was incorrect. It really should have been translated also as Leida, to know. In other words, so therefore, if you want to ask a contradiction, because the Rambam in Yad HaChazakah says you have to go ahead and you have to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Sefer Mitzvah says you have to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you can't ask that question. The problem is the person who translated the Sefer Mitzvahs from Arabic to Hebrew made a mistake, because the word in Arabic really means to know. If you look at the He says, if you look at Avodas HaMelech, at source number 4, but it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, the fifth line of source number 4, he points out, Ki begufa arvi ksuva milas, I'm not sure how to say this, as kaket shebe emes yesh lagam muvan das. It also means the word das. All right, so therefore it means to know. Right, that is how the Rambam understands the mitzvah. Not much to believe. So he asked, how can you believe? So he answered the question. It's very simple. It's not a question to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because to believe is very difficult. It's a question to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The question is, how do you know HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What does that mean to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So you look at source number 5, that's the Maaser Rokeach. See, he says, one of the Perushim, the Rambam, he quotes the Rambam again in Perek Aleph Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah. He says, Yesod HaYesodos V'Amud HaChofros Leida SheYesham Matsui. It's to know. What is the... So he says, it's below Kasav, it does not write Lahamin, to believe in God. L'fisha Iker HaMitzvah He Al Yedei Yediyah Amitis K'derech She'asa Avram Avinu. The Iker Mitzvah is by knowing. Like Avram Avinu did. Val derech das alkei avicha vavduhu asher yodei zeh tizchatz gemel emuna. The mitzvah is to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like Avraham. And if you know HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then you will have emuna. The yachol mitzvah yichud va'ava. So the mitzvah of Yeh is not like Avram Avinu. What does that mean? In other words, Avram Avinu studied. He asked questions. So really the mitzvah of Yediyah is not that you have to go ahead and to believe. Yes, of course you have to believe. But belief is something which happens. But you have to work on your belief. How do you work on your belief? You learn about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that could be done, the Rambam says, either by learning Torah or by looking at the Bria, the great Bria, the science that's out there. The Rambam in two places discusses learning science. In other places, he discusses learning Torah. So my father says, it depends on the people. There's certain people that can learn Torah. And when they learn Torah, they see the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the greatness of God. However, there are certain people who have to go ahead, and the Torah itself is not going to do it. He used to give an example. He says, my father used to say, my grandfather, Reb Chaim, he could learn Torah, and he saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Torah. And many people have to see the Bria, the creation, science, to understand, you know, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world and the great acts that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. But that's the idea. So the idea of Yediyah, of Emunah, is an idea that you have to work on knowing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not just Emunah, to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The question is why. Why is it, I mean, obviously we have to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's something we have to know. Why do you have to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So, which seems like a silly question. Of course you have to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But is it just a question of knowing, or is there something else that's involved? So, you know, if you look at, let's say for example, source number 6, the Ibn Ezra. The Ibn Ezra, which is probably the longest Ibn Ezra in his parish, on the Seres HaDibros. The Ibn Ezra, you know, speaks about what all the mitzvot mean. And he says, he asks the question, he says, why is it that we are obligated to do more mitzvot than other people? Why were the Jews given that privilege? And he says, and he gives it's three answers. Number one, we were slaves to Paro in Egypt, and God took us out of Egypt, and therefore he did us this greatness. We have to follow whatever God commands. That's reason number one. Reason number two, the Ibn Ezra goes on, that he said, because these mitzvot are not for God, it's not for us. We do mitzvot, it's good for us. And the third reason is because if we do that, we will acquire Olam Haba. Then he talks about some of the signs of his day. And then at the very end, he says like this, V'nei zeh hadibur harishon, sh'am rashem en nichbad, kol ol kol mitzvot halei v'aloshen v'amasa. He says, this goes ahead, and all these mitzvos, this mitzvah, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, he says, includes every single mitzvah. Every mitzvah in the Torah is included in knowing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, every single mitzvah. Why? K'mi she'eino ma'amin b'libo b'shem, anyone who does not believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not ain't a love mitzvah, because all mitzvah, it's read as ain't a love mitzvah. He has no one that commands. In other words, we do the mitzvah, Stephen Ezra says, because someone's commanding us. And if we're doing the mitzvahs just because, you know, we like shaking the Arba Minim, or eating matzah on Pesach is cool, right? Or hearing the shofar, you know, it makes us feel good, right? He says, no, you don't have a mitzvah. In other words, because why? Because Anochi Hashem Elokecha teaches us that you have to have a mitzvah, someone who commands you. And therefore, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, the first commandment of believing in God, is a mitzvah which includes every single mitzvah. Because a mitzvah without a commander is not a mitzvah. You have to have a commander to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is commanding us. And what's this mitzvah telling us? Something very important. In other words, we have to realize we're not just doing mitzvahs, but we are doing mitzvahs because we have a relationship. And our relationship with God is that God is the mitzvah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu commands us. And that's the idea of Anochi Hashem Elokecha. So Anochi Hashem Elokecha is the idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu commands us, then we have to recognize this relationship. Now, in the mitzvah of Anochi Hashem Lekecha, of believing in God, so God said, I am your God, and you have to believe in me, or you have to know me. And the question is why? So, you know, if someone asked my opinion, I would say, well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu started off by saying, because I created the world in 6 days, like he does by Shabbos. But the Torah does not say that. The Torah says, Anochi Hashem Lekecha, that what? I took you out of Mitzrayim. But why doesn't God start from the beginning? I created the world. So the Ramban says that the reason is because, you know, we really don't know that God created the world because no one was around, right? No one was around. Who was there? You know, they say a joke about the Briskers. Not my side. But, you know, the Briskers in Eretz Yisrael are very motivated to imitate everything Revelvel did. No, they'll go to the same beach that Revelvel went to. Revelvel Brisker was one of the sons of Rav Chaim Brisker, and he, you know, Rav Chaim, my great grandfather, so he was the Rav of Brisk. He sort of started the Brisker Derech, and then, you know, there was my grandfather Rav Moshe and his younger brother Yitzchak Zev. So Rav Moshe sort of transplanted Torah Brisk, the Torah of Brisk, in America, and Revelvel transplanted it in Israel. Okay, when he came to Israel during the war. So, the Soloveitchiks here very much like to copy everything that Revelvel did. Now, I'll say, I also like to copy everything my father did. Unfortunately, I can't, but I like to copy. So, for example, they will go to the same beach during Ben Azmanim that Revelvel went to. Even though, you know, today there are many more separate beaches that are closer to Yerushalayim, but they went to where Revelvel did. So someone said, the one thing that they can't do is imitate the way he acted at his chasana. Why? Because no one was there, so they didn't know. So the same idea, how do we know that a Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world? No one was there. So that's why I mentioned here's Mitzrayim, the Ramban says, because from coming out of Egypt, that God performed so many miracles, that he changed the laws of nature, only someone who created the world could change the laws of nature. So for that reason, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for that reason, he spoke about Yetzias Mitzrayim, because that in itself is a proof that God created the world. Okay, that's the Ramban. However, the Kuzari, in source number 7, Kuzari, he has a different approach, not necessarily in regard to the Aseres HaDibros, but we can apply it to the Aseres HaDibros. And he says, you know, in Kiddush Friday night, we mention Briyas HaOlam, creation of the world, and we also mention Yetzias Mitzrayim. And the question is why? Why do we mention both? And the Kuzari said, very simply, because there are two important yesodot, two important principles. One principle is God created the world. The second principle is that God is involved in the world. And he says like this, the Kuzari says, V'tziva al shvisas ha-shabbos, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded us not to work on Shabbos, u'shvisas ha-mo'adim, not to work on Yontif, u'shvisas ha-aretz and Shemitah, v'akol, and everything is because, l'tzias Mitzrayim, we left Mitzrayim, v'zikaro l'masa bereshis. Why? V'bnei sheshnei hinyonim domim. Because these two ideas, Yetzias Mitzrayim, leaving Egypt, and Briyas HaOlam, creation of the world, are very similar. Why? It was done because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God wanted it. The lo b'mikra v'lo b'teva, it wasn't nature, it wasn't by chance. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Kashir Amar Yisbaruch, and God says, Ki sho'al no yomim arishon ha-shoyol v'necha, Hashama am kol l'kim, or nisa l'kim. He says, when you're going to ask the early days, right? He says like this. So Shmira Shabbos is admission to God. Because someone who does Shabbos because that was the end of Maisa Bereishis. Kvar Hoda Bechir Shli Sofek. That he is agreeing, he admits that God created the world. Umisha hoda bechidush, and someone who admits that God is involved in the world. Chidush hoda the mechadish osi yisparach, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is involved every single day, which we say in davening. He says, "Umishalo kibla yipo b'speikus ha-kaidmot v'lo tizach nashal bori olam." And a person who's not in the Kabbal Shabbos that way, or Yibowid that day, for that reason, is going to have doubts in his belief. In Cain, he says, very interesting, Shmiras mitzvah Shabbos mikarevis el haborei yoter mihaprishus banazirus. He says, some people think you want to be holy, kadosh, you become a nazir. You take upon yourself not to eat certain things, not to eat at certain hours, to be very careful, limit how you eat, which might be very fine and nice. But the Khazari says Shabbos is more important. Why is Shabbos more important? Because Shabbos, you admit that God created the world and God's involved in the world. Why is that more special than someone who's a nazir? It's very simple. Because when we say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is involved in the world, what we're saying is we still have a relationship with God. In other words, it's not that God created the world and, you know, is somewhere else. God is here. So just like even Ezra says, we have to have a mitzvah, someone who commands us. So for that reason, we have to realize God's involved with us. So Briyas Olam is not enough. Briyas Olam is important. But Chiddush Olam, that God is still involved in the world, that's important, because that means the relationship that we have is not a relationship that we had with HaKadosh Baruch Hu 3, 4, 5,000 years ago. It's a relationship we have today. And therefore, for that reason, in Kiddush we mention both, but in Aseres HaDibros we mention Yetzias Mitzrayim. Because Anochi Hashem Elokecha, what's it about? It's about having a mitzvah, as even Ezra says. Someone who commands your relationship. But you can only have a relationship with someone who you know is involved with you. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the point of Noch HaShem Elokecha is we have to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu, learn about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why? Because if you learn about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're establishing a relationship. So the mitzvah is not just to believe. The mitzvah is to establish a relationship. To establish a relationship is to realize that there's a mitzvah, someone who is commanding you, and someone who is involved in the world and involved with you, and that's the mitzvah Noch HaShem Elokecha, and that's why Yetzias Mitzrayim is involved. So that's, when you speak about Anochi Hashem Elokecha, that is the mitzvah of having a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, learning about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and realizing he's the mitzvah and he's still involved in the world. So we have to, based on that, we understand that one of the basic tenets of Judaism, let me talk about I believe in God. It's not just to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's to have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Relationship means to realize that there's a mitzvah. Chassidim, before they do a mitzvah, will say, "Hineni muchan mezuman." I am now ready to do this mitzvah. Right? So the misnagdim don't necessarily do that, but you have to have that idea in mind. I am doing this because it is a mitzvah, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu commands us to go ahead and to do this mitzvah. So now, based on this, maybe we can try to understand what tshuva is about. And essentially, if we have to have a relationship, so when a person does not do a mitzvah, and a person does an aveira, what he did was he ignored that relationship. He said, I'm not focused on my mitzvah right now, my commander. I'm not worried about it. So the first aspect of tshuva is a person has to realize he has to come back lifnei Hashem, or that he is lifnei Hashem. Now, if a person does not realize his relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with God, how can he do tshuva? Because the point of tshuva is to realize you have a relationship and you have an obligation. And for that reason, the Rambam emphasizes many times lifnei Hashem, before God, that the Baal tshuva has to realize what he's doing is lifnei Hashem. So of course he has to scream, he can scream out. Of course it's lifnei Hashem, but he has to realize that if he doesn't realize, if he just thinks, you know, I did something wrong, okay, it's very nice, but real tshuva is to realize, oh my gosh, I have to really solidify, work in the relationship to come back lifnei Hashem. And that maybe is the idea of Eretz Yisrael. We ask the question, why does the Rambam seem to feel that maybe there's a havamina that there's only a mitzvah of vidu in Eretz Yisrael? Okay, and then we know there's a mitzvah of vidu everywhere. But why would the Rambam think only in Eretz Yisrael? And the reason is obvious. Because if the point of vidu is to make a relationship, so we know that the closest place to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Eretz Yisrael. Okay, as you know, the Ramban, Rashi mentions that when the mitzvahs you do in Chutz La'aretz are not on the same level as in Eretz Yisrael. I don't understand what that means on a simple level, certainly, and it's not the place for now to discuss that. But Eretz Yisrael is the place where we have a very close relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if the whole point of Vidui is to come back before Hashem, you might think it doesn't apply in Chutz La'aretz. There's nothing you can go ahead and you can do in Chutz La'aretz, because how can you come back before HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Chutz La'aretz? You feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence here? Rama says no. Even in Chutz La'aretz, you can go ahead and you can say Vidui, because you can still come back before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even in Chutz La'aretz. And with this, we can try to understand the Rambam also. We ask the question, how come the Rambam in one halacha says that a person should go ahead and a person should do tshuva so he can be zoch l'chayel mahava? And he says, and in Herek Yud Halacha Aleph, he says it's not the right approach to be zoche l'chayel mahava, to do mitzvahs to be zoche l'chayel mahava. It's not the right approach. It's not the mature approach. Now you can say that Olam Haba really means two things, depending on your perspective. Olam Haba means being close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is what Olam Haba is about. We're nana from the Zib HaShechina, where we enjoy the fact that we're in the presence of God. That's Olam Haba. On the other hand, some people might think that Olam Haba, look at it as a reward. They're not thinking about being close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They realize it's a reward. And there are people who walk around and say, I'm not doing this because I want Olam Haba, I am afraid. But on a deeper level, what Olam Haba means is a desire to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when the Rambam in Perek Zion says you should do tshuva to be, get Olam Haba, receive Olam Haba, there is referring that I want to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want to have the strongest relationship possible, I want to be with Hashem. And the Rambam says in Perek Yud that a person should not do a mitzvah. In other words, if you're talking about tshuva, we're doing tshuva because he feels distant, so he wants to come back. But here, it's not someone who feels distant. He's just talking about one mitzvah. That's the wrong approach to think about reward. When a person is thinking about Olam Haba in terms of that symbolizes being close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's a wonderful thing. And that's what the Rambam really suggests, that a person go ahead and take that approach. So now, coming back to what Slichos is about. So we said that Slichos is about going ahead and being like tefillah. What really is tefillah? So we know that we daven Shmoneh Esrei, so we take three steps forward, and we finish Shmoneh Esrei, we have to take three steps back. And the question is why? So you look at source number 11, the Shiboli Haleket, one of the Rishonim, says something very beautiful. I remember the first time I heard this, it changed my three steps when I think about it. And the Shiboli Haleket says like this, U'matzasi l'ga'onim zal, why do we take three steps back after Shmoneh Esrei? Mipnei kisha adam omed b'tfila omed b'makom kedusha. A person who's davening is standing in a very holy place. Ushchina l'mayla m'rosh shel adam, and the shchina is above his head or her head. Shenemar shivisi Hashem negdi samid, I place God before me. I think the way the Maral would explain this, I once heard, is that when you take three steps forward, you're going to Makom Kedusha, you're going into HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world. That's what you're doing, Makom Kedusha. You're leaving the world behind you, and it's true. You're thinking about challenges and issues that we have, but you are before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so our feet are together, and we're not supposed to think about something, we're standing straight. He says, V'toch arba amos v'makom adasno makom kedusha hu. And since HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there, those four amos are very holy. And therefore, U'minayin shekachem racham ashul adam liyesha v'arba amos l'tfila. And that's the reason why Chama said you can't stand and you can't sit close to the four amos someone who's davening. The cave and shekeinu came and shenift ram is lasso. And since it's true, when you stop davening, you don't just leave God's world. Take three steps back to show that you just left God's world in a second. So he says, even though this is all God's world, you have to take three steps back. He says, and then he says like this. He says, you know, he says, I'm not really sure what he's referring to. Once you go ahead and you take three steps back, you give shalom to everyone. Now, I'm not sure if that means they used to say shalom to people when they finish davening, okay? Or it means he said also shalom bimroma. I'm not sure. But he says, you know, when you finish davening, so you're supposed to say good morning to somebody. You're supposed to say shalom to somebody. Why? Because you were just in a different world. Two weeks ago, I woke up, say a little late, like 7 o'clock. So I went to daven in the Shtiblach in bed by the Hasidim. And after davening, there was one older chassid. He went over to every single person in the shul. Very beautiful custom. Good morning. He didn't say Boker Tov. He speaks Yiddish. Good morning. Even to me. He didn't know me, you know. And I certainly didn't look like anybody else there in the shul, right? But he said, good morning. He gives shalom. Why do you give shalom? Because you just came back into your world. He says he asked the question, someone take back. Take more than 3 steps? So he says, no. 3 steps is considered the shir to leave HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world. So what's davening? You're going into HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world. How do you establish relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? You go ahead and you say slichos. You daven. In other words, so therefore we're adding an extra tefillah because the point of slichos, the point of Rosh Hashanah, Aseres Metshuva, the point of Yom Kippur is to go ahead and to add in to make a relationship with God, to come back with Hashem, to realize there's a mitzav in the world, to realize there's somebody that's involved in the world. That's the point. And that's why we have to have this tefillah. And we have to understand not only that, but I think through Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim we have to realize how pleasant it is. What do you mean how pleasant it is? So I might have mentioned this before, but we know that there are 2 mitzvahs in the Torah where the Torah promises us arichas yomim. One mitzvah is the mitzvah of kibud av v'aim, honoring your parents, and the other mitzvah is the mitzvah of shiluah hakein, sending off the mother bird. Right now we know that there's a sheet that says that arichas yomim does not mean this world. It means the next world. It means the next world. However, you know, sometimes there is a reward in this world. Why? Because when you go ahead and you do a mitzvah, you feel good about the mitzvah. We'll explain why in a minute. So there is some reward in this world. It might not be something physical, but you do feel good about yourself when you do a mitzvah. Schar mitzvah mitzvah. So the Netziv, Meromi Sada, asked the question. He says, these 2 mitzvos, it's curious that when it comes to Kibbutz Av'aim, Arichas Yom is mentioned first. He mentioned at the very beginning of source number 12. This is the Meromi Sada, Meseches Kedushin, of Lama Tesla Mebet, and then Leman Yitavlach. So first is Arichas Yomim, and then Leman Yitavlach. Arichas Yomim first, and then Tov should be good for you. And with Shaluach HaKain, sending off the mother bird, the Torah mentions Tov first, and then Arichas Yomim. And he says, there's nothing random in the Torah. There has to be a reason for this. So he goes ahead first, and he asks the question. There's a Mishnah Pirkei Avos that says that 1 hour of tshuva and Meisim Tovim in Olam Hazeh is better than all of Olam Haba. There's nothing like a mitzvah, doing a mitzvah in this world. Nothing like doing a mitzvah in this world. That is what the Mishnah says. On the other hand, it says, and the enjoyment of the next world doesn't compare to anything in Olam Hazeh. So anything you might enjoy doing in this world doesn't compare to 1 hour in Olam Haba. So it's a contradiction. On one hand we say this world is better than the next world. On the other hand we say, you know, and on the other hand we say a mitzvah in this world is better than the next world. On the other hand we say that anything you enjoy in this world doesn't compare to Olam Haba. Well, let's say I enjoy learning, or I enjoy putting on tefillin. But so Olam Haba is better. On the other hand, you just said that Olam Hazeh is better. The mitzvah Olam Hazeh is better than Olam Haba. So how do we understand it? So the Tzitz points out there are 2 types of people. There are people who, when they do a mitzvah, they feel really good about themselves. Why do they feel good about themselves? Because they feel they're connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They realize there's a mitzvah. They realize the mitzvah is someone who's involved, and they understand the relationship that they're having. That's one person. And then there's a person who does a mitzvah, as the Rambam says, because of the reward. He doesn't want to be punished. So he says, if we're talking about somebody who does a mitzvah because there's a mitzvah, there's a commander, he's doing it because he has a relationship, about that person we say that yofesh sha'achas b'tshuva ma'asim tovim, then all of Olam Haba. Because all the pleasure you have of a mitzvah in this world, if you have real pleasure, doesn't compare. I'm sorry. All of Olam Haba does not compare to the pleasure of 1 mitzvah in this world. There's a famous story about the Vilna Gaon, which, not sure if it's really true, that right before he died, he picked up his tefillin and he said, all of Olam Haba is not worth even one second of tefillin. And the reason why they say it might not be true is because the Vilna Gaon died on Sukkot, and the Vilna Gaon didn't wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. So that's why I say it's maybe with, someone say, it happened with tzitzis, you know, but anyway. But the fact is, for a person like the Vilna Gaon, you can't compare all Olam Haba to 1 minute of tzitzis or tefillin. But then there are people who do for a reward. So if people do it for a reward, so then Olam Haba is definitely better than the mitzvahs in this world, because you're not feeling the great pleasure. So when it comes to Kibud Av Va'Em, which is a mitzvah of people understand, and you might realize, it says the Torah wants us to realize, even though it's an understandable mitzvah, do it because HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded you. Why? Because you want to show that you have a relationship with God. And then we promising you, the mitzvah says Arichas Yomim, because that's reward. You should have Arichas Yomim, if possible, to do more mitzvos, because the reward is mitzvah itself. And then L'manita B'loch, the next one will be good also. But when a person should do a mitzvah of Kibud Av Va'Em, where he should want Arichas Yomim, long life, to do more mitzvos, because he realized the ultimate pleasure is to do something because God commanded you to. When it comes to Shiluach HaKein, sending off the mother bird, that we, without a doubt, we understand that a person does only because God commands. Okay? In other words, I'm not going to send off a mother bird because I enjoy doing it. Something I don't enjoy doing. Who wants to deal with it? Right? I don't enjoy doing it. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded. So there's no reason to emphasize, do it because God commanded you, and maybe you'll have a chance to do more mitzvahs in this world. Because everyone does it because God commanded it. No one does it because they want to send off her mother bird. It says, so therefore, there we only speak about the next world. So we start off Yitav Lach first, the next world, good in the next world, and then Arichas Yom, and long life in the next world also. When it comes to Kibud Av Va'Em, the Torah says first, L'man Yarichan Yamecha. You should do it so maybe you'll have long life in this world. What does that mean? You should do it that in order to have the reward of doing more mitzvahs, because for you that's the ultimate pleasure. What's the Netziv pointing out? The ultimate pleasure a person has is to do something because there's a mitzvah, there's a commander, there's someone you have a relationship with. And really, that's what Slichas Rosh Hashanah is all about. In other words, what happens? We're coming to recognize, we have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're coming to recognize that we're doing things because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and there's no greater pleasure than that. And as a matter of fact, I think it's clear, because we know that Yom Kippur ends at Tkiya Shofar. And it's mentioned in Shulchan Aruch, source number 13, V'sof HaSlichos, we say Hashem Hu Elokim 7 times, because now after Yom Kippur we realize Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. We realize God's name should be blessed, and we realize God is Hashem, the Lord is the King. Why? Hashem Elokim, God, the Lord is God. Why? Because we worked on ourselves for 2.5 weeks to reestablish that relationship with the commander. So we realize that, and then we blow the shofar. Why do we blow the shofar? Many reasons, but let's focus on Mishnah Berurah. The Tam Shehu Siman, source number 14, Lasila Kashchin Lamala. The Shechina is going up. What do you mean the Shechina is going up? In other words, from our perspective, we just spent 2.5 weeks working on reestablishing relationship, and therefore now is the end. And because that's the end, we have to blow shofar for us to know. But obviously, we can work on it the whole year. But this is the time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We can work on it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is close to us. But that is the goal. And we have to realize throughout the process, that is the goal. And you know, let's say, for example, Slichos is starting on Motzei Shabbos. People have a very hard time with Slichos. Why? A simple reason. A person has to go to work. So if davening is 6:15, that means they have to be in shul at 5:50. All right? And if davening is 6 o'clock, they have to be in shul at 5. It's very challenging. It's very hard. Therefore, there are tshuvos that are written, you know, about whether you can do Slichos at night. General, the custom is, Moshe Feinstein, you should only do it at night if you're afraid you're not going to have a minion. Rav Avi Yosef was very much against it. In other words, and why? Because Alpi Kabbalah. So the nighttime, at least until Chatzos, is not a good time for developing that relationship. But In other words, but that point of slichos is to develop a relationship, and therefore it has to, supposed to be, if possible, it's supposed to be, if possible, at the right time. You know, so the idea is that we have to go ahead and we have to take advantage of this time to reestablish a relationship. There's a new word in the dictionary. I don't know if you heard about this. It's spelled YOLO, YOLO, and stands for you only live once. Okay? It came from the teenagers. And the idea of YOLO is, well, you only live once, you might as well do something crazy. So maybe you won't live. It says, but really, we also believe we only live once. And that means we have to take advantage of our time to establish a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to realize who's the mitzvah, who is involved of us. You know, so when we speak about Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim, so Rav Volbi said, you know, yes, what's the happiest time of year? Purim, Pesach. He said Yom Neroyim is the happiest time of year. Why? Because Yom Neroyim is the time of opportunity to reestablish relationship. And it's not just that we have this opportunity. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to. He's calling us. Shuva Yisrael al Hashem Kecha. The first words of Torah are, I want you to return. So we have to reestablish. Okay, and how do we reestablish the relationship? So number one, we have to learn about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the mitzvah idea. And that's why in many of the piyutim of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim, we speak about the greatness of God. We're talking about tshuva. Why am I talking that God created the world, what God does in the oceans? I'm talking about tshuva here. But tshuva can't happen just, this goal is not tshuva for tshuva itself. The goal is in order to reestablish relationship. So it's not enough to do tshuva. We have to learn about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore in the piyutim, if you understand the piyutim, we're learning about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then we go on and we spend time that we do tshuva because we want to come up there. So once we realize who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is and the relationship that we have, we can do tshuva and say we want to come back. I saw the Ramban, I didn't find the Ramban himself, I saw the Ramban quoted that he says the sign of Chodesh Elul is the Basul of the Virgin. That's supposed to symbolize Ava. Because Elul is a time of Ava, which is not HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is obvious. Ani l'do yado li. But that's the goal. Everything that we do, all the tefillos, the fasting, the slichos, any minhagim we do, tashlich, whatever we do, it's all to reestablish the relationship. And then when we come out from Yom Kippurim, the relationship is reestablished. We, in a certain sense, we enter our HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world, secure world, for the next 2.5 weeks. And then that will be the tshuva shleima of Hashem. So I said at the beginning of Shir, to really appreciate Yom Neroyim, to really appreciate Slichos, so we have to go through the process, remember the goal. The goal is to reestablish relationship, realize HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the commander, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is involved in the world, he's involved about the relationship. And through that, we shall all be zocha k'sivach simatova.